This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. All right, so staying with that transportation theme here for a minute, there is news today of the ride-sharing variety. First, Lyft. The Wall Street Journal reports the company has picked the banks that are going to help take it public next year. J.P. Morgan tops the list in an IPO expected to value the company at more than $15 billion. Also, Uber. Proposals from investment banks hoping to snag its public offering have started to roll in. Morgan Stanley is on that list. Also, Goldman Sachs. Valuations like $120 billion are being bandied about. But here's the deal. Companies put a lot at risk if they go into the capital markets, into stock market for the first time, and don't get it right. So those valuations really matter. But where do they come from, and who are they actually for? Marketplace's Emma Jacobs has that one.
Investment bankers have a term for the high-stakes competition to nab a company's initial public offering. They call it a beauty contest. And Kathy Smith of Renaissance Capital says Uber's beauty contest is, well, going to live up to the company's name.
The Uber IPO is going to be an Uber big deal and Uber big fees for investment bankers.
As in hundreds of millions of dollars in fees. All the contestants will tout their experience, connections, and skill at pricing and selling the company's shares. Each one will also estimate Uber's value. That's crucial, and it's tricky.
With a company like Uber, there aren't very similar companies with which to compare them.
At least not publicly traded ones, says Jay Ritter, finance professor at the University of Florida. Ritter says current earnings aren't a good guide because Uber is still investing more money in the business than it's making. As in, there are no profits.
Investment bankers have to make some assumptions to come up with a value.
A bank can boost its chances to win the deal by coming back with a big number, but exaggerating can set everyone up for disappointment later on. And Smith of Renaissance Capital says Uber shouldn't base its choice of bank too heavily on this kind of estimate anyway.
Once the IPO gets down the road and there's a meeting of buyers, investors, the pricing will be figured out.
That's expected to take place in 2019, and whatever happens, Uber's a pretty sure bet to be the largest IPO next year. I'm Emma Jacobs for Marketplace.